Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be in the everything. In the everything. The reason why the show is late, because last night I was involved in a conference call, and it was a pretty good call. We had a lot of fun, we were talking about a lot of different things, and everybody seemed to be on board with the futuristic technologies, the AI, the nano, health in general, and it was a good exchange, and everybody was sharing their perspectives on what they were seeing, which is the way it should be, really, when you get into a conference call. And I actually got a testimony. There was a woman at the meeting, and she wanted to share with me that she had an ex-husband that had cancer. And it was pretty bad. Anyway, she contacted me for help. And I gave her the advice that I normally give people with cancer. And she watched the videos and she decided to apply the things I was expressing. Long story short, husband recovered, full recovery. And then after a while, they went their separate ways. But she wanted to share that with me. And I found that I was grateful. It made me feel a little humble in a way. Gratifying that I was able to help somebody. The interesting thing about it is when we did that video on cancer way back in the day, Dave and myself, that one didn't take off. I thought it would launch because I was always dealing with people with cancer. For some reason, those videos, it was a two-parter at the time, because at the time YouTube would only allow you 15 minutes to shoot a scene. Anyway, long story short, we put up a bunch of different other venues that could help with cancer. So she watched it and she applied it. And that was the hope, that when we did those videos, and not only could we show you what to do, but you could also show you how to make your own. And that's been my intent when we did these videos, so that everybody would not be dependent. Anybody that's going to show you how to do things, in all respect, if you have to continue to rely on them and not grow, you're a groupie. I'm not really interested in groupies, to be honest with you. You know, and I don't mind helping people, but I also believe that everybody should be able to learn and help each other. In other words, if I shared my information with you, as she did, she shared it with her ex-husband, and so on and so on. If everybody did these with these videos and shows and whatever, think how many people would benefit just by sharing even one video or one radio show or one remedy. You know, it's you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed. I'm amazed every time somebody sends me an email saying, I tried your stuff, made a world of difference, and I'm glad that you're here. I don't know how many times I've gotten comments from the buckets and the triangles, how they've worked and they've worked well. Or other things that we've given, you know. So it's inspiring to hear that from people that use the information and see results. And I'm encouraging all to do the same thing. Watch the videos, download them. Download anything that we put out there, Dave and myself, and the BitChute on YouTube, on my website. It would be to your benefit if you downloaded that data, all of it. You never know when one day something may come along that you're going to need the information and you have it on you. It's imperative that you have that concept. Anyway, I congratulated the young woman, because she did it. She did it. And it gave her the courage to attempt And I'm saying this for everybody. You may not be a herbalist. You may not be an orthomolecularist. You may not be a aromatherapist. You may not know much about food science. You may not know much about anything. But you never know what you can do till you try. That's simple. Till you try it, you'll never know. And if you try it and get the results, you're going to be very well pleased. And it's going to inspire you to do more and to learn more and to try more. See, the thing about science, I said this before. If God is not the center of the equation in science, you got nothing. And when you put God in the center of the equation, you got everything. That's simple. It is just that simple. And all you got to do is, as Jesus used to say, have faith of a mustard seed, just move a mountain. Well, these remedies that I've shown you, anybody can do them. Even the tech I show you how to do, the triangles, the buckets, the capacitors, all the stuff, coils. I'm showing you how to do all this. You might be surprised what you may learn up the road. You might be surprised how advanced you may become in some field you never thought you would ever consider doing. I was sharing tonight, if I had known, if someone had told me 30 years ago, I would be building devices, removing sophisticated nanotechnology from a person's body, I'd have said, you're crazy. At the time, I didn't like electricity. I didn't even care for it at all. I liked magnetism, but I wasn't really enthusiastic about it like I am today. Today, I am mesmerized by magnetic fields and what you can do with them. And I've learned most of what I know by myself. I've seen videos and I've seen books. Excuse me, but it wasn't until I actually made the attempt to build the things that I'm building and sharing, was, and then understanding how these things actually work, allowed me to share that with everybody else. So I'm encouraging you all to do the same thing. Now, if you don't, it isn't my channel, it's another channel and teaching you how to build a rocket ship to the moon. Hey, go for it. You never know. And if it works, take me with you. Anyway, tonight, there's a video on here. I don't know if I played it in the last show, put it on this show again. How dead people are emitting frequencies. They're buried, they're 2 meters below the surface. They're 2 meters apart. And they're all emitting a frequency. Imagine that. So I got to thinking. If people are dying from these coronaviruses, or they're dying from these vaccines and these injections, why would they leave the transceiver on in their bodies? Makes no sense. They're 6 feet under. They're dead. Or are they dead? And have these devices simulated death? Or are these devices left on and some extraterrestrial is monitoring these frequencies so that they one day could possibly take over the body? With the AI operating systems, the AI could keep their body animated and something could possess the body. There's another hypothesis I had. Another hypothesis I had is, what if the AI wants to reanimate the dead people and bring them from the grave? Wouldn't that be some kind of zombie war? Again, something I was thinking about. Because if you're already dead and you're 6 feet under, they know where you are. Where's Joe? He's over there. Plot 1, 2, 3, 4. How'd you find out? I got his transponders. We're transceiving. I'm receiving his emissions on my Mac phone or my Mac desktop or my Mac iPad. Imagine that. What if some extraterrestrial from another dimension, parallel universe, an interdimensional portal, an underground civilization. I'm coming up with all the different things that, you know, we've read and heard about. What if they came from below, saw that the hosts were buried, and decided that they were going to take possession of these bodies? Or what if they were from an underground ET or one above, and they had lookalikes to replace those people that they have eliminated? Presidents, prime ministers, so forth and so on. That was another thought. So I my head goes all over the place with this stuff because I've read so much. I mean, Amazon's talking about zombies. You know, government of Canada's talking about zombies on their federal pages. So are we to expect zombies? Again, this is what I'm pointing out while paying attention. So, try to figure that out. Now, maybe they're monitoring the rate of decay. Could be. But you know, nothing is whatever it appears to be. Never. We always get some excuse that sounds plausible, but there's never really any fact to any of it. Imagine that. We're listening to people, scientists, especially the politicians today. Politicians are telling the doctors how they should practice medicine. Like the politician has a remote idea. That's what amazes me. They never studied for anything. Winning a seat in power is nothing more than a popularity test going on. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Buddy of mine out in the Netherlands has been taking pictures of the rain for quite some time, and he sent me another one yesterday, so I decided to post it. I got a question for everybody. Wants to go off grid and grow your own vegetables and grow your own chickens? Doesn't that sound like a dream? Chances are it is. Now when you see this rain that Ralph took, the pictures of the rain, you're going to find some unusual life forms in the rain. Some unusual movement in the rain. Imagine that. And that same rain is landing on your fields and plants and crops. That's exactly what it is. You got to start thinking, if the earth has been violated and corrupted, and you've got heritage or heirloom seeds, and you're going to plant that into the ground, then what you're going to pull out is nanopoisoning, because the ground is saturated with nanoparticles, just like the air. So when you're thinking in terms of off-gridding and surviving, you don't want to jump from the city to the countryside and you do the same thing you've done in the cities, but and with eating the same poisons that they ate in the cities, you can't expect a long life. Sooner or later, that's going to catch up to you. It's important that you understand your environment. It's important that you understand where you're going and why you're going there. And if you're going to make an attempt, you should have somebody younger. What am I thinking here? I got caught up in another track here. When you're building these things, build them indoors. I don't know where that went, how I got there. But build them indoors to avoid the, and to minimize the contamination from the environment. We are dealing with a rogue system that wants to decimate mankind. Bring them down to a manageable level of slavehood so that they can't rebel. That's what we're looking at. That's what it appears. The other forces that are ET, you know, whatever they are, they're not here to help us. They may not be here to monitor us, but they may be here to possess us. And that's a possibility that everybody needs to consider. Because like I said, we are in a war. A bad one. I got a video of Ford, the Premier of Ontario, who's running for re-election. Now, we've all been hearing the UN, the WHO, the WEF, Klaus, Wonsack in Ottawa, that's, you know, head of the WEF. We're hearing Biden. We're hearing all these people talking about the pandemic was never over. The pandemic never dies. The pandemic is going to be here till we all die. That's what they're saying now. The corona couldn't kill you, but the doctor sure could. The lambda couldn't kill you, but the doctor sure could. And they did. And they did. We got another, like I said, you know, off-gridding. We got another concept that we're looking at. We have to look at it correctly. If the soil in the ground and the water table is convoluted or concentrated with nanoparticles and other genetically engineered operating systems, planting good seed in bad soil is only going to get you a bad seed. That's why I always say that the best solution right now is growing your own grow up, greenhouse, aquaponic, hydroponic. Get things ready. If you're worried about meat may not be viable at the beginning, but eventually you'll understand your landscape. And to get beef, it's going to require shooting when you're North America, shooting a moose or shooting a deer. So we're no longer in the good old days, if those ever existed. We are now in the days of Noah, and it's getting worse. So get prepared. Let me play this with Ford. He was on his way to do his speech, and the big bad policemen, security, whatever they were, decided to go roughhousing on a bunch of nurses. Hold on a second.
All right, let's talk about what happened with the nurses in Canada and Doug Ford.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's see what happened.
All right, let's talk about what happened with the nurses in Canada and Doug Ford, because this is really bad. So Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, Canada, was participating in a debate day before yesterday in Canada. Nurses, along with their union, were outside the debate protesting because he is trying to cap nurses' salaries there. When his tour bus pulled up, the police forcefully tried to create a pathway for him and pushed nurses apparently out of the way. A nurse fell and was seriously injured. Another nurse, I believe a union representative, tried to reach down and help her, and that nurse was injured. And reportedly another nurse was drug across the asphalt. like really, really unnecessary use of force.
As you can hear, nurses were knocked down and abused. This is the same premier before the election got here in March, is saying, we're done with this. We're done. We're going to have to learn to live with COVID. And then comes to a meeting or a speech and decides to violently abused the nurses. This is the interesting thing about this cap. While COVID was going on, they were importing people from all over, you know, countries that, you know, are poor, developing countries, bringing people over and paying them $125 an hour, up to $250 an hour that I had heard. The nurses were never making that kind of money. So they squandered the money on people that, again, weren't even qualified to work in the medical field because the nurses were not complying to wear those effing masks. Now he comes back and acts like a tyrant. Now remember something. I said this 3 months ago. I said that once he gets in, the boots are going to come down in Ontario. Kenny resigned yesterday, but he hasn't left yet. Something's wrong with that goof. But anyway, it's another thing. Ford gets back in power, and they will put him in power. Your vote may not mean much. But this kind of thing should be taken up with somebody in the higher-ups. But he is probably going to get reselected. So don't expect any changes other than the fact they're going to shut you down again. We now have the monkeypox. Monkey, monkey. The only way you can get monkeypox is by direct contact. So these people that caught the monkeypox, did they kiss a monkey? Did they touch a monkey that was exposed? Were they doing something kind of kinky with a monkey? And the interesting thing is, they say it doesn't come from monkeys. But rats can spread it. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a tour in what happens. Everybody who's been injected has got spike protein being manufactured, and it's all programmable. So it's not inconceivable they could have fired a frequency on those proteins to turn them into something that looks like, acts like, and or mimics It's certain type of infection and you would not know the difference. And if they turn on the tagging of people, they'll feel sick, they'll feel woozy, they'll feel disorientated. That's them flipping a switch, because we all have these high concentrated nanometal metals in our body. And it's important that you understand it. Most doctors today are a waste of fucking time. Useless as two, how am I going to say this? Maybe I won't. Useless as three nipples on a horse, a male horse. That's how useless they are, because they are still acting like we are dealing with some backward pathology that was infecting people 50 years ago. And none of them are dealing with synthetic biology, none of them. They don't even know what it is, and most of them don't believe it. They're stupid. Stupidity, by definition, means not in the capacity for one to learn or understand, one to develop themselves to grow. Intelligence or anti-intelligence, that's how stupid they are. You see all your goofy doctor gurus on the television, Dr. Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepsi, Dr. RC Cola, Dr. 7-Up, Dr. 7-Down, you know, Dr. Fago. Those of you who don't know who Fago is, Fago was a pop that was sold in the Detroit, Windsor area. So you got all these physicians out there walking around in the health food industry being nothing but a bunch of parrots. That's all they are, parrots. They're repeating they've been repeating the same information for the last 4 decades. That's how useless they are. They figure they don't have to practice medicine and break their back so they can come into the alternative field and make a name for themselves and sell supplements that you will all buy without reading your labels, and he's rich and you're dead. What a fair exchange. Have a pill. Give me your money. Oh, you died. We're going to miss you. Did you put me in your will? Nothing they are doing right now. Even the so-called doctors that are awake, and there's only one or two really. The rest are bullshit. The rest are just bullshit. The guys in Brazil, I believe they're in Brazil, they are at least making a headway to it. But as far as most doctors globally, useless. Totally useless. The conditions we are dealing with today are all tied to synthetic biology. All of it. Nanomaterials falling from the sky, causing all kinds of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, because the metals are bypassing the blood-brain barrier and they're now choking out supply of oxygen or choking out access to the brain itself. And as a result, you got in the brain department, something going on. You know, something is going on. So, like I said, they don't even consider looking into the access to the brain and where it can branch out and what's there. They might be surprised to see people are already wired. But you'll never get a doctor to do this. Because if he does something like that or looks into the files that may be classified, he'll lose his job. So you know you're not going to get far with the people in authority. Because if they open the safes, they could find themselves in a predicament. And if that predicament gets to the people that are in charge, you no longer have any kind of gainful employment. we are living in those days. We need to understand that the medical field today is not doing a damn thing for you. Nothing. Zero. How many are on pharmaceutical medications? How many have had those pharmaceutical medications engaged or changed or upgraded or downgraded, but you're never off of them? How many drugs are they making? How many illegal drugs are they manufacturing? See, again, nobody thinks like this, but how come all of a sudden now we got another pox or virus running loose? You know why? Because those who've been injected are manufacturing their own pathology. There was something I had seen. They found somebody dead, police officer or something dead in Asia, got exposed to something. Like I said, we need to really understand theatrics and bullshit. So, like Abraham, when he was taking Isaac to the sacrificial land to sacrifice his son, you know, his response when he saw him in the form of a river, he told him, he rebuked him, called him by name, and because Satan could see through him, he could see through Satan rather, Satan left. That's the attitude we have to have, and that's the vision we have to see. So we're not walking on pavement, and that pavement that we're walking on is basically satanic. Not saying it's all that way, I'm just saying these are concepts I'm trying to share with you. How to build, you know, things to help you with your health. Build them and use them. It's important that you never lose sight of what we're dealing with. When people write me and ask me about Morgellons, I tell them all the time, I don't deal with Morgellons, I deal with nanobiotech poisoning. Then they write me back, well, that's what I meant to say. Well, if you're going to be dealing with this in regarding to, I don't know, I guess survival or thrival, you might want to stock up on certain things, but you may want to also, at this point in time, let things go. In other words, just let them not control you anymore. It's important. It's important that you understand this because, like I said, we are now coming to the trimester of the year. He is gonna put the boot so far deep in Ontarian's backside, they'll think they're a cornflakes factory. That's what he's gonna be doing. And the signs have already been shown. Him damaging a nurse. Just to go from his bus to a speech engagement. And what happened to freedom of speech in this country? Think about that. What happened to the freedom of speech in this country? See, pretty soon we're going to have a camera on every corner. We're going to have microphones everywhere. You won't be able to fart without some kind of monitoring device picking that up. That's the way it is. So be aware that they may even start sending people to look for people, no matter where they are. Something, like I said, you need to really focus on, because things are going to change, and they're going to change fast and hard. And what you really need to really do is be prepared as best you can. You know, that's all anybody can ask, really. And hope for the best. So, you know. Jeez. Get working on it. Get focused. Stay focused. You know, work with other people. Where are we at here? I got one more thing, I think. Oop. Give me 1 second. I lost my notes. Here we are. Okay, we did that. All right, I think I'm going to wind it down a little earlier tonight. Like I said, the conference and doing the show has kind of taken a toll. Anyway, pay attention. Pay attention to times. Pay attention to speeches, because that's going to give us a gauge on when they're going to drop the hammer. But mark my words, Ford is going to drop a hammer on Ontario. Now we will see if Ontarians are going to... This is part of the double blind. First they oppress you, then they give you a break, thinking that you're never going to see that again. And then they'll bring in another jar, and that's the one you're going to have fun with. Because like I said, they are doing a double blind here in regarding to oppression, a little bit of a leadway, and then they're going to come back and hit you with dynamite. You watch, his boot is going to come down hard. The SS of the Fourth Reich is going to show itself very, very, very concisely in Ontario. Something to think about. Alrighty. I think I got most of it. Anyway, the links will be on the show. Even fermentation, they're now talking about precise fermentation. This is all, again, a form of genetics. You might want to read the article. And you might want to start thinking that maybe it's time we got away from the mainstream and started taking care of our own. Just a thought. Just a thought. Okay, I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read your Gospels. Read the Gospels. And read what Jesus had to say. And look at everything that he was all about. You might find, if you've never read it, you might find it might be an interesting read. And if you may learn something from it. You know, think about it. I always say, read the Gospels, read the letters, read the Book of Acts, read Revelations, which is the playbook. Read these things. That's where you're going to see a lot of truth in today's time popping out of nowhere. It'll be amazing. All right, at the top of the page, I got people that are also doing their best to help everybody out. Share what you can, help anybody you can. You know, by helping them help you. So again, do what you can. Again, if you can't help because you've been bankrupt, broke, or have lost your position or your job, don't worry about it. Again, work on you and share the help. That would be good. All right, as I'm leaving the show, I always say we are still here by the grace of God. So remember, to the next segment, to your health, take care.